Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As we look outside today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny with mild temperatures. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem remains pleasant for a stroll. If you're in Haifa, expect a light breeze. Eilut is warm, perfect for those by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, the United States has warned Israel's neighbors to prepare for severe escalation amid fears of renewed conflict with Iran. This comes from Maariv just minutes ago. Also, earlier today, Walla reports that Syrian soldiers are looking to maneuver deeply, even as attention remains on other regional fronts. Also this hour, the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Tahir Ridge. Inet reported earlier that Israel warns Iran against any intervention. Separately, in the past half hour, Israel Hayom announced the closure of Clementon Park in New Jersey, one of the oldest amusement parks in the U.S. And finally, from I-24 News, Justin reports indicate that Chinese satellite images aided an Iranian strike that killed 3 U.S. troops in Jordan. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted an hour ago discussing the region's political shifts. From Ynet Global earlier today, concern grows as US diesel prices hit a record of $6 a gallon, sparking fears of increased consumer costs. Ziad Asali, MD, shared a post from earlier, noting Syria's rejection of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's actions in Syrian territory, backed by international support for Syria's sovereignty. Let's go deeper, starting with the United States warning to Israel's neighbors. According to Maariv, Washington is urging Gulf states to prepare for potential escalation as tensions with Iran rise. This move is seen as a precaution amid fears of a broader conflict in the region. The impact could destabilize Middle Eastern diplomacy significantly. Turning to Syria, where Walla reports that Syrian soldiers are eager to maneuver while the focus is on other fronts like Judea and Samaria. This situation highlights ongoing instability in the Golan Heights due to terrorist activities. The continuous unrest could strain Syria's already fragile state. Meanwhile, the IDF's destruction of Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Tahir Ridge marks a significant military action. Inet reports that this is part of Israel's strategy to deter Iranian interference. This move further amplifies tensions between Israel and Iran, potentially affecting peace talks. In lighter news, Clementon Park in New Jersey has closed after 119 years. As reported by Israel Hayom, the owners expressed gratitude to visitors and hope for the park's future sale. This marks the end of an era for a beloved family destination. Finally, I-24 News highlights the role of Chinese satellite images in an Iranian strike that killed 3 U.S. troops in Jordan. This development raises concerns about international surveillance and military tactics. The incident could lead to increased scrutiny on satellite security. On the economic front, first, Yunko founder Ili Teraz has pleaded guilty to defrauding investors of $27 million. According to Ketek, Raz submitted false documents to secure funds, leading to a massive financial deception. Separately, Maariv Business reports that the far-right leader in Germany has not opposed discussions regarding an Elbit factory in Saxony-Anhalt. This could assist in deportation operations, highlighting the intersection of politics and business. And finally, Walla Business reveals a crash in the real estate market with a 22% decline in contractor sales. This trend indicates a shift in buyer behavior, despite financing incentives. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.